and welcome back to the ABC podcast. I appreciate you joining me here today for another episode. And today's verse that I want to look at is Proverbs chapter 11 and verse number 4. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. Not a long thought today, but how many of you listeners would like to be a millionaire? How many of you listeners would like to be a billionaire? Here's the thing, in order to get to be that rich, you will have to put in some of your own work and wisdom. Many times, for many entrepreneurs and wealthy businessmen, they will have spent their whole lives working to get where they are at that point in time, for many years, decades, and a lot of times we see that, and of course it's desirable, we would want that much money. But if you were to go to the richest men in the world and ask them if they just got all their money overnight without any work or decision making, of course they would say no. Here's the thing, though, of all the work that went into those riches and all the labor that went into the success that's happened to them, it's not going to last forever. Also, there's going to come a day when all those riches aren't going to do what a simple prayer could have done. Years and years of work will have been wasted had it not been for a vital moment taken to take Christ as Savior. Now, don't get me wrong, just because someone is affluent doesn't mean that they are not born again. But when your riches are all gone one day, in the day of wrath or judgment, what will you have to justify you? Those riches will not be left, and your own goodness will never justify your sins. Back when this passage was written, Jesus Christ had not yet come to the world. Salvation in that day came by the people's faith in the Christ that would come one day. Today our faith is in the Christ that did come, and they held sacrifices to make atonement for their sins. Then in that time, and even still today, there is no way that anyone's goodness by themselves could be sufficient to take away his own sin. We know this in believing that Jesus' righteousness was truly what we needed to be free from our sins. And that's the important part of Jesus being sinless and being perfect. He had never sinned, therefore he could take everybody else's sins because he didn't have any of his own to take on. Being the Son of God, he was able to take those sins on him, onto the cross, and pay for them all. Praise God for that sacrifice and for Jesus' willingness to come and die on the cross for our sins. Now, what I'm trying to say, is that even though Jesus has paid it all for our sins, if you are a believer and a Christian and born again, what are you doing for him with your lives? When riches fade away one day, what will your life show? There is a famous poem with the resounding line of "Only one life, 'twill soon be past, and only what's done for Christ will last." If you know anything about precious metals, you will note that gold does not burn in fire. It melts, but it does not burn. And when it's put under heat and different pressures and such, like I said, it'll melt. But what happens is all the impurities and all the dirt and stuff in it will come out, and it will be a purer gold. That's how purification is done. Whenever gold is put into jewelry and such, it is heated up, and then it'll lose many of its impurities at different levels and such. And that's how they make it even purer and more valuable. Keep that in mind as I read this next passage from 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 11 through 15. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So, listener, first of all, make sure that Jesus Christ is your righteousness, of course. Make sure you're saved. If you do not know 100% sure where your home is, where you're going to go after you die, then you need to go down to the description of this podcast, into the details, and click the link down there, and it'll take you to a YouTube video to help you with that. If you do know that for sure, then listen on. So, listener, first make sure that Jesus Christ is your righteousness, of course, and salvation. But in your Christian life, is your work for Christ, the gold stuff that we talk about, or is it for yourself, things of this world, such as the wood, hay, and stubble? Is in the day of God's wrath, in the day of judgment, where we will be judged according to our works, there will be a fire. Will your work be burned or purified? I want my work to abide so I can get that reward. But that reward is not for me. It is for my Jesus. Only one life will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. Jesus' righteousness to get you to heaven, and your work here on earth needs to be of gold. Do your work for Christ. Live for Christ. Your reward will come someday. He will bless you here on earth, but he will reward you someday as well. When you get to heaven, will your work be of gold? Will it be burned? Will it be purified? Will it be wood, hay, and stubble that just gets burned and have a big old bonfire? Or is it going to be gold that's going to get purified and it's going to get even more valuable when we get there? I want that gold. I don't know about you. When riches fade away, what will remain? I want my work to count for Jesus. Thank you, listener, for coming and taking time to listen to this today. I appreciate you and your support. I would ask that if you did enjoy this podcast and you would like more of it, then go ahead and subscribe to keep up with the latest episodes as well. Also, if you think that a friend could use this message, to hear this encouragement, hear these words, then please do go ahead and share it with them. Don't hesitate. Go ahead and do that. Other than that, I hope God blesses you today. Go ahead and build up some works of gold. Give God the glory for it, of course. Do some works for God. Get the gold. Live for Christ. God will bless. God bless you. Have a great day. Have a great day.